Paragon 7 Studios. You are listening to the Lounge J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence. Now a part of the Howard University Radio Network, Sirius XM, Channel 141, HUR Voices family. I am your host, the one and only James Lewis III, and it is a pleasure to be broadcasting coast to coast, globally, and of course on Lance J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. I'm excited to be back in the booth. Wanted to start the show. One of the things that I think we do well on this program is I like to discuss sports in parallel to how all of us can relate in our personal lives. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this show dissecting the pick and roll between LeBron James and Anthony Davis, or looking at Giannis Antetokounmpo and his evolution as a mid-range player. That's just not really the type of show I'm doing. There's so many people that are better than that than myself. How am I going to compete with Eddie Johnson over on the Sirius XM NBA radio channel? So if you want to get that perspective, you're going to go to someone that played in the league. You could turn on TNT and watch Kenny, Shaq, and Chuck go back and forth and trade barbs with each other. These were guys that played in high stakes games. Kenny has a ring. Kenny has two rings. Shaq has four rings. Chuck has been an MVP of the league. That's not really what I do on my show. I like to discuss sports within the context of other topics that are important, like healthcare. In fact, it's really been heavy on my mind, Nate Robinson, former slam dunk champion in the NBA, and he's been on several podcasts recently talking about his health journey and how he's been dealing with kidney disease for quite some time and high blood pressure, and that he said flat out, if I don't get a kidney soon, I'm not going to be here. And that really touched me. I remember Freeway, hip-hop artist Freeway, came on my show probably about 6 or 7 years ago and talked about his journey into getting a new kidney. So I like to look at sports and how it parallels other topics. And one of my favorite topics is sports is so much like corporate America. And very few of us understand what it's like to be a 4 or 5-star recruit and have people fawning all over us from age 12. And really have the world be your oyster and to be pampered and spoiled and get free shoes and these expectations. Most of us can't understand that, but all of us can understand what it's like to get up at 6 a.m, get in the car, fight traffic on the beltway, go to work, drink a pot of coffee. That's whether you're a doctor or a lawyer or an engineer or you work in services, you're a policeman, policewoman, a fireman. We can all relate to that. And this story. So I'm about to go to yahoosports.com. And this story is such a parallel to me on corporate America and how this intersects with sports. One of the biggest surprises of the NFL offseason was Bill Belichick's inability to find a job. He has 333 wins and 6 Super Bowl rings over nearly 30 seasons of head coaching. And yet, as the 2024 season gets underway with voluntary OTAs across the NFL, Belichick remains unemployed. One man might have more to do with that than anyone else, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft. According to an ESPN report from Don Van Natta Jr., Seth Wickersham and Jeremy Fowler, a conversation Kraft had with Atlanta Falcons owner Arthur Blank was the main reason the Falcons passed on Belichick as a head coach and went with Rasheem Morris instead. The Falcons were the only team that really engaged with Belichick during the hiring portion of the offseason. Every other team with a head coach opening passed on him, not even offering him an interview. But the Falcons appeared to be serious about Belichick, or at least Blank was. He reportedly had two lengthy interviews with Belichick on his mega yacht. Anytime I can use the word mega yacht in a segment, that's pretty awesome. But as Yahoo Sports' Charles Robinson reported, after the Falcons hired Morris, one of the crossroads with Belichick was the element of realignment needed to maximize his hire, i.e. giving him power to make decisions on football operations. I'm going to butt in. He's a terrible GM. Bill Belichick sucks as a GM. So he's a great head coach, is especially great on the defensive side of the ball. What he did to the Patriots roster is criminal. Belichick's candidacy also wasn't popular within the organization, according to ESPN. When Blank asked his top executives to rank all of the job candidates, Belichick didn't finish in the top three. And when Blank reached out to Kraft, one of his closest friends among all NFL team owners, for advice about hiring Belichick, Kraft reportedly gave him numerous reasons to back off and go in a different direction. Now, the reason I bring this up, I haven't had a chance to really get into what I do at my day job, and I've been a healthcare executive for many years. I've managed large teams of people. I've had to hire people. I've had to fire people. I've been a P&L owner. I've been in charge of close to $1 billion at different points in my career. I've had a lot of high stakes, high pressure, good and bad. There are things that I excelled at. There are things that I did a terrible job. And I love talking about that on the show. I love talking about all of the dumb stuff I did, how I thought it was about me and I was the smartest person in the room and I had the corner office and I was like, look at me, exalt me, put me on a pedestal. I'm the greatest. Yay me. It wasn't until later in my career that I was like, oh, wow, it's not about me at all. It's when you're a leader. It's about the way that you treat people. It's about the way that you pour into people. It's about your executive presence. It's about your aura. It's about positivity. It's about bringing people in and helping them to be their best, as opposed to stepping on their faces en route to your own personal success. So I love talking about that. You will always work with someone who's extremely successful, extremely intelligent, extremely erudite, extremely qualified, somebody that's best in class, somebody that's a 10 out of 10, somebody that always, wherever they show up, the business is successful. People bonus. Sales go up. Wherever you work, we've all worked with somebody like that. But they were a complete jackass. They treated people like garbage, and they got off on treating people like garbage. If you look at Bill Belichick, and I haven't even gotten into the docuseries. There's a docuseries out on the Patriots dynasty. I haven't seen it, so I'm not going to talk about it. But even in the docuseries, I've heard third parties, and just through it, it seems like it paints Belichick in a very bad light, and his relationship with Brady, almost like he bullied Brady, didn't appreciate Brady. You look at how Belichick treats the media. You hear stories of him not treating people well at Gillette Stadium. You just hear stories about him being a difficult person to work with. And people will put up with that when you're winning. When you're going 13-3 every year and you're going to the Super Bowl every year and you're winning 6 rings, people will put up with that. But just like Bill Belichick, in your career, whatever you do for a living, when you treat people like garbage, when you step on people's faces, there are repercussions to your actions. When you're arrogant and rude and disrespectful and insubordinate and you make it about you and you're ornery and you're recalcitrant and you're difficult to even have a basic conversation with because your ego is so intense and massive, as soon as your production goes down, they will fire that arse. If there's anything I can leave with this audience, treat people well. Treat people with respect. Treat the janitor the same way you treat the CEO. Look them in the eye, shake their hand, show concern about their well-being, their family, what's going on in their personal life. Treat people well. That's more important than your title. That's more when I look at my aspirations, and I look at the people that I surround myself with. It's not about who has the biggest title. It's not about who's a senior vice president, CEO. It's not about who has the most money, the most 401k, the most land. I want to be around people that treat others well. When I see people who are rich and successful and they treat other people like trash, that's a huge red flag. Because the same people you meet on your way up, you meet those same exact people on your way down. And now you have someone like Bill Belichick who has 6 rings. He has 333 wins. And this guy can't get a job. And he can't get an interview. And if he doesn't get a job with this next cycle, he's done. No one cares about your 6 rings when you have such a repugnant personality that people don't want your aura in the building. And that applies to all of us and whatever we do for a living. HR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141.
Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios. This is James Lewis III, host of the Lance J Radio Network. In addition to covering the sports talk and entertainment industries, I am also an experienced healthcare executive and consultant. Check out our HealthCast series where I connect with doctors, CEOs, athletes, and celebrities about the most important topic that impacts us all. Find a HealthCast on Lance J Plus, or we podcast every segment of the radio show on HUR Voices Sirius XM Channel 141 and provide exclusive uncensored content and interviews.
James Lewis.
Some of the older kids were sitting behind me. They were making fun of my haircut. So you're sitting in church. I can hear them clowning. They're making fun of the haircut. They're having jokes. I'm sitting with my boys a row in front of them. We get to one of the parts where you have to stand in church. I think is where we're at our church. There's a part where you meet and greet people. So you shake people's hands, you pray with them. Hey, good to see you, elder. Good to see you.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I turned around as we were all standing up to sing the next hymn, and I slapped the living hell out of this person. I mean, I slapped them. It was like Chris Rock getting slapped by Will Smith beforehand. The only thing I didn't do is like take a glove off like a Frenchman and slap him across the face with the glove. Like I slap, this is a 13-year-old slapping the taste out of a 17-year-old's mouth. Like this guy was a star player on the basketball team. None of those guys ever mess with me ever again.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
We begin searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, it was a must that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution. And we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America are American farmers. And through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this. You're at a farm. The produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a Full Cart Fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry, and as well as hungry, are really managing and coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help feeding children everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
The construction Timbs are classic in Philly and New York.
They are.
Connecticut.
James Lewis.
Never been to Connecticut, man.
Connecticut, Jersey,
you definitely
uptown,
from New York. You definitely from New York if you
Harlem.
Shouted out Connecticut.
You're listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.